time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Gosh, it's been a few weeks since we've had a Live and Direct, and I'm stoked to have our next guest. It's John Dimery, a Wellington musician who performs as Mutation. They've just released a new EP and are playing this Saturday, but also on Friday as well at the Audio Foundation. John, it's lovely to have you in studio. We'll have a chat in a second, but first, yeah, you're going to play a track for us. So whenever you'd like to begin.
Around the world. It cannot bite or sting, but its physical structure and feeding habits make it a carrier of disease and death. It spreads the organisms that cause typhoid fever, dysentery, tuberculosis, leprosy, hookworm,
cholera, diarrhea, anthrax, gangrene, and numerous other painful diseases and parasites that inflict suffering and death upon mankind. The two main factors make the housefly such a menace to human health are its structural characteristics and its rapid rate of reproduction. First, let's consider some of the important structural features of the housefly. It is a true insect. It belongs to the order of insects named Dipterae, which means
thank you.
Mutation performing live in the 95 BFM studio for Live and Direct, brought to you with help from NZ On Air Music. John, which way do you want to go, left or right? We'll chuck the microphone in front of you. All right. Yeah, John, that was fantastic.
Really?
Oh, come on. It was really great.
Cool. It's quite funny performing with headphones on.
Yep.
Yeah, not sure what's going on, but I think it worked all right.
Well, could you maybe walk us through what kind of equipment you've got in front of us?
Well, the sampler is key, right?
Yep. That's where the fly noises are coming from?
Yeah. Key number three, I believe. And the sampler holds the foundations of the songs. I don't always remember to include all the samples I've designated for each song, but I try. And then there's the MS-20, which generates some pretty insane sounds with no effects at all. Like, just by itself, it's a pretty amazing unit. The drum machine is a very simple unit. It just gives me the boom. And then the rat pedal and the reverb make that sound quite bloody crazy.
Yep. And the tape machine as well.
Yeah, that's a sort of recent development. I actually forgot to play the second tape for that song, which is just a sample from the David Cronenberg film, The Fly, at the ending scene. It's a bit of a spoiler, to be honest. So, yeah, that's about it. The delay just sort of kicks in from time to time. Gives it a bit of a John Carpenter feel sometimes. Mm. Yeah. I kind of am quite inspired by, body horror films. Cronenberg and Carpenter, pretty much. This music is pretty much worshipping them.
Yeah. I guess, how did you, for people listening at home, how did you find yourself making this type of music? What were the progressions? Because this isn't like a first stop.
It's not a first solo project, no.
Mm.
But when I was younger and maybe a little more crazy, I had a project called The Hag, where I would pre-record sort of organ tones and create creepy sort of, I called it crypt rock, where I would just go nuts to my poppy sort of crypt tunes. And then that developed into sort of being more interested in what keyboards and synthesizers can really do. And it also timed nicely with the discovery of more experimental artists as opposed to my sort of punk background. And I guess my friends like to see me get freaky. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a showman, but I guess it's come down to that in the past, and I've sort of gotten used to performing alone. It's fun. It's a good hobby, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of sounds are you going for with Mutation?
I'd say just sort of, there's quite a sort of, it's not popular, it's totally still underground, I guess, if we're going to nutshell music, but sound collage is quite popular right now, where people incorporate sort of field recordings, and they'll even sample themselves going for a walk, they'll sample their heart rate, their breathing. So it's just trying to create a piece of sound that represents a certain mood, rather than, your standard 4/4 rock and roll song, which is what I was used to years previous. It's just an experiment. It's just playing with these technological advancements that we've got access to these days. It's fun, and it keeps the mind at bay, stops me from going crazy, even though it sounds like I am going crazy.
In the write-up that accompanies your EP,
yeah.
Yeah, synthesizing obsession with body horror and a lifetime of aggressive skin conditions.
Yeah.
Into deeper intention. Could we talk to that sentence? How does that play into it?
Well, I guess the sort of body horror, if you can sort of imagine an image of sound, you know, like sort of what I'm trying to make people picture while they listen to the music, I guess that's where the body horror element plays into it. But also, the reason I'm so obsessed with those films is because, you know, I've had horrible infections over my entire body over the last 20 odd years, and it's ended me up in A&E and all sorts of sort of medical emergency stops, and it sort of messes with your mentality sometimes. Even right now I can feel my face burning up, which is just one of many sort of different symptoms I get. And it sort of gives you this anxiousness and this feeling of urgency, sort of, you know, you just want to get rid of this hideous feeling and try and transmit that into the music. My anxiousness, my feelings that I want to get rid of, I try and expel them, exercise them through the music. I guess that's it. I try and incorporate my frustrations and wonderings into lyrics. And I guess that's Mutation at the moment. I'll probably have a new solo project next year.
Well, of course, yeah, this we were talking before, your last project was called Huge Mutant.
Yeah, that name was taken from my old friend Calum's band Neon Bastard. They're originally called Huge Mutant Neon Bastard, but they dropped half the name, so I claimed it years later because I couldn't let the name go wasted. And that was a bit more experimental. That was more when I was obsessed with the 70s New York band Suicide. Just their steady beats and their lo-fi keyboard sounds. And yeah, I was just trying to sort of imitate that, I guess, at the time, but incorporate my sort of weird noise element in there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yes, very excited to have you up on the show.
Thank you.
And very excited to see kind of, yeah, what that next solo project is next year, or whether
I'm excited already,
or how Mutation mutates into something else.
That's also the relevance of the name, I guess, just changing with time, with experience, with musical taste.
Mm. Before we kind of get into more music, you know, we talked about the equipment you use, but you do have a very strong vocal delivery as well.
Yeah, was that really loud?
It was. I was like, oh.
Whoops.
John's not mucking around.
No, fuck.
You've been a singer in groups for a while now. How has your vocal style kind of evolved? Or
it hasn't changed too much.
Yeah.
But it's always been relatively screechy.
Has it gotten easier on the vocal cords?
Yeah. For years I was playing in this sort of grind band, thrash band called Numbskull. And we played a lot of shows. We played all the bloody time. And I don't know, I think I just got I don't know if it's real, but there's a callus in my throat.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, just in my mind or what, but I never struggle to screech.
it's very good, I must say.
Thanks. Well, that's a first.
You know, it's not to be able to sing or yell in a specific way and do it over and over again.
Yeah.
Is a skill.
I'm going to put that on my CV.
And I just wonder, like, I always wonder, like, you know, you see all those guys in, like those real masculine hardcore bands, and they're going through a zen of screaming or anything like that. Was there anything like that along the way for you?
Hardcore?
Yeah, just going for it. Maybe a vocal zone afterwards?
It was a band called Entrails. And it was not stereotypically hardcore. It was still pretty grim. I still sang a lot of songs about skin conditions and my current mentality. It was deeper. My voice was deeper. I was trying to sound more like a demon, I guess, rather than a sort of Dero.
We've got a couple more tracks. The first one was called
Burning Hair. Oh, the first one was called Thick Hairs Protrude and Burst Through Wet Skin, which is a reference to the fly mutation scene when Jeff Goldblum, you know, as Gina Davis pulls his whole jaw off, you know, and next minute everything's falling off him and he's got these thick hairs protruding. And I don't know, I like to write poetry about what I see, I guess.
That name also kind of conjures up images of like The Kitchen Sink, that New Zealand short film. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, they played it for me.
I'm ashamed.
No. I think it might be on NZ On Screen. I implore everyone to see it. It kind of starts with... have you seen it, Ben?
Yep, too many times.
Oh, yeah. And that, being outside... So, yeah, a woman's like doing the dishes or something, and she notices a hair in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
She starts pulling.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of goes from there. And
yuck. I'm cringing.
Yeah, I think that might be one for you. But cool. So these next two tracks, Burning Hell.
New Zealand On Screen rules, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burning Hell and there's a piece that's named after a piece of art that my friend Kerri-Ann Lee did. It's a collage. It's a picture of a baseball field and there are the words with a Chinese translation beneath the English version that says, "In the middle of a dream, I call your name." Which in turn inspired me to sort of include, within the song, include a version of Memories of Green by Vangelis from the Blade Runner soundtrack, which my ex-partner Charlotte taught me how to play on piano. This includes a cassette warped version of Charlotte teaching me what is sort of... performing, unbeknowing to her that it was going to be used on a cassette tape for my live shows. But she agreed to it, and I'm happy with how it sounds. Very warbly.
Good. Oh, I can't wait to hear it. John, thank you so much.
Cool.
Mutation, performing live in the 95 BFM studio. We're just going to move some mics around. 2 moments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Hello!